Hey, horse lovers, Coach Christy here. Just taking some time to consider a podcast here this morning and came up with something I think that is important for us to talk about. So I'm gonna share with you my ideas. This morning it was a I was listening to a Tony Robbins YouTube recording actually, and he was talking about how important it is to have a coach in our journey to personal growth, right? To becoming better and pushing ourselves to achieve our fullest potential versus just sitting around and being passive in our lives. And he did a really great job of defining the difference between a coach and a friend, right? So I think that when it comes to our horsemanship journey, that is often a line that is blurred and can be uncomfortable for some folks, myself included. We want often to impress our coaches, right? Our mentors. We want them to feel proud of the progress we've made or to be proud of us as their students. But it's important to understand that there's a difference between someone who's your coach and someone who's your friend. And it's very, very rare that someone can be both. So, a coach's job is to give you their honest opinion of the results you're getting and give you efficient and effective feedback to help you improve. Where a friend's job is to be supportive and validate your feelings, right? So, as your coach, I try very hard to manage my innate tendency to be direct and blunt because I know that if my feedback gets received as being harsh, then you're less likely to take action with it and make any improvements in your horsemanship. So I am careful, and some of you who've ridden with me in person or gotten coaching via video or email might not agree with me on that one, but I promise you, whatever I've said to you or written to you for your coaching, I have tried really hard to make sure that I present that feedback to you in a way that is digestible. But it's not my job to validate your contracted emotions about the situation, right? A lot of times, right? We are choosing a meaning towards our horse's behavior that is adversarial or makes us the victim of our horses. And in doing so, we cause ourselves emotional turmoil. And myself included, guys, I'm right in that bunch there. I have done that my whole life, and it's never ever helped me to figure out a solution. And more, what I keep trying to train myself to do, both for you and for myself, is to make sure that whatever meaning I'm attaching to the results I'm getting is just feedback, right? So when my horse does something that I deemed undesirable, it's important for me to understand that he or she, right, can only do one of three things. He can do what he thought I asked him to do, or he can do what he thinks he's got to do to survive, or he can do what he thinks he's got to do to get through the situation. So that can show up in all kinds of ways, right? They can do nothing, right? The good old more introverted horses that just sit down and sull up, or they can buck, rear, bite, kick, pin their ears, swish their tails, get bracy, push through pressure, all of those things. And all that is, guys, is information. It's just feedback as to one of those three things. Either they understand and they're happy to do it, and we would determine that or label that as good, or they do something to survive or to get through the situation. And we often label that behavior as negative. And really, all of it is just feedback. And one of the hardest things for me as someone who feels things intensely, my emotions are intense. I am not a laid-back person. I'm a fairly passionate and vocal and animated kind of person. Part of my horsemanship journey has been to try to train myself to handle things a little more even keel. That doesn't mean I don't feel my emotions. Please, guys, do not suppress your emotions. So bad for you, leads to all kinds of health and physical health and mental health issues. I'm not saying that at all. I feel my feelings, but at the same time, I do things like get curious about them and strategize about what I might do the next time I feel that feeling, and have strategies too for exercising those emotions and moving through them rather than avoiding them or shutting them down. So we can do the same for our horses, right? Whenever they do something that we deemed undesirable, they're trying to tell you something. And it's my job to do the best I can to interpret what it is they're trying to tell you. And so that means I will never let you blame your horse. That's what your friends will do. Friends validate our feelings, right? And tell us that we're justified and that, of course, that's the way we should feel and things like that. And that's their role. That we need those people in our lives too. Otherwise, we might, implode. But when it comes to having someone in your life to be a coach or a mentor, make sure that you're adjusting your expectations. It's not my job, guys, to make you feel good. I'm never intentionally trying to make you feel bad. I promise you that. You'll eventually get to a feel-good place when you more matter-of-factly interpret your horse's behavior, right? So I promise you this, as your coach, if you ever give me the privilege of helping you on your horsemanship journey, I will do my very best to never use derogatory, aggressive, or demeaning or abusive language, but I might be direct, right? So I might be blunt. I might say something along the lines of, well, he did what you just asked him to do. You just didn't know that's what you asked him to do, right? That's pretty common feedback. Or, you just need to be a little bit more smooth with it. You're just too clumsy with the tools or with the request or your body, things like that. So, that can be perceived as a little bit harsh, but it's, my version of the truth, and you should take it with a grain of salt no matter what, right? No matter who your coach is, you should always take their feedback in the context that it was given and with the intention of growth versus the intention of forming a friendship. I am not a good friend, guys. And what I mean by that is I'm not looking to make friends when you're in a clinic or a lesson with me or in some kind of, virtual lesson, like online video coaching, things like that. I'm not thinking about, having lunch with you or telling you all my deepest, darkest secrets or, sharing a glass of wine or whatever. Like, that's not what's on my mind. What's on my mind is, what's the first best thing I could tell you that would help you reach your horsemanship goals, to help you reach your greatest potential with your horses and live your best horse life, and the same for your horses? So it's my job to interpret your horse's behavior and then help you figure out some strategies to respond in such a way that promotes harmony, right? So I just thought I would take a few minutes to share that perspective with you. Please understand that if you're one of my students, I want to be friendly with you, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to be girlfriends, okay? It doesn't mean I don't care about you or that I don't want you to have the best horse life possible. It just means that that's not what's on my mind, all right? So make sure you have realistic ideas around that regarding your horsemanship coach or any other coach that you have in your life. It's my job to kick you in the pants a little bit every once in a while. And make sure that you have friends that help you balance that out, right? That they can validate your feelings of frustration and things of that nature. So I hope that helps you a little bit, guys. And no matter where you are in the world, I wish you all the best. And I'll talk to you again when I have something else to say. Bye.